Je 100 gof dalet. Here, six lines down. The ending more. Boy, Rav Ovin. Rav Ovin has to shailo. Trumas Hadeshin Bekama. We have a mitzvah, Trumas Hadeshin, every day in the morning. We're supposed to take out the shovel full of the ashes off the Mizbeach. How much do you have to take off? Bekama. How much is the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshin? How much ashes do you have to have in your shovel? Mitrumas Maisi Yafinilo. If you learn it out from Trumas Maisi, it's 1/10. Hey, it's 1/10 of all the yeshes there you have to take out to do the mitzvah Trumas Hadeshin. Oy mitrumas midyon yafinin lo. Or else, no, we'll learn it out from the loch of by midyon, there was also a truma. How much you have to give away to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like Rashi says, mitrumas maisa yafinin lo, to the herim tziv. It says over here, the herim, you should pick up. V'loshen v'hara moise mimenu. Ve'evei bo'imid echod mi'asar. Maybe means 1/10. V'deshen ha'marocha. It's 1/10 of all the yeshes on the Marocha, on the Mizbeach. That's how much you have to take off of the Trumas Hadeshin. That's the one side. Oy mi Trumas Midyon. Te'echtiv arimoyse mikem la'ashem. Echod nefesh mi'chomesh shemeyas. 1 of 500, that's what you have to give la'ashem from the what they captured for Midyon. So there it also says the Lashon of the Haremois. Pick up. So here it also says Lashon Behirim Mesadeshin. What does Behirim Mesadeshin mean? Does it mean 1/10? Or does it mean 1/500 of how much ashes are there? That was a shayla. So Mora answers, Tosh, you might come in here. A different side altogether. Tetoni Rebbe Chiyah. Rebbe Chiyah learned like this. Nema kan veherim. It says over here, by the mitzvah Truma Sadeshen, veherim es Sadeshen. Venema lahalan, it says by another parasha later, veherim mehen, it says also loshen veherim. By mincha, you have to take out a kemitza. Is ma lahalan bekoimtsoi. Just like later when it says Loshen Beherim, it means Bekoimtsoi, you have to take a handful. That's what's called Beherim. Is Afkan Bekoimtsoi. Here also, how much ashes do you have to have in the Machtom? At least a Molekumtsoi. That's all. If you have more, it's also good. But at least you have to have is like three fingers full of the ashes. That's the limud. Because even though at the beginning there were two different stodim, there was a sad to learn out from Trumas Meiser or from Trumas Midyon, the Gemara's perched to the third Shaila. It says from Veherim and Veherim that it means Mole Kumtsoi. Like Rashi says, Toshima, the Meharomas Koimitz Yafinun Lo. Lo Yiv Chos Moimed Mole HaKoimitz. You can't have less than a handful of the ashes. V'im Rotzel Hoysef Yosef. If you want to have more, you can have more. But you can't have less than one handful. The Alekala Meimar Davka Komer. You can't say the Pasuk wants you to Badavka take a handful of the ashes. Dola Yevsha, you can't do that. Lifshart Beremet Kecholim Reischos Yod of Likmoitz. You can't put your hands in the boiling ashes and take out the handful, you'll burn your hand. So the Pasuk doesn't mean you Badavka have to have a Kemitzom like by a Mincham. There it means Mamash a Kemitz, you take your hand and take the three fingerfuls, take a Kemitzom. Here it just means like Boimid, at least amount that would fit into a kemitza, into a handful. But if you have more, it's also good. But you don't have to have too much more. That's enough to do the mitzvahs of Trumas Hadeshin. So Tais speaks out, the Chur the Kasher is though, if it's so pushed to the Gemara, why wasn't this one of the first two tzadim? Like the Bissel Madna, first the Gemara has two different tzadim, and then the Gemara is pushed to the third side, the Chur the third side is pushed. It says Mamish Veherim Veherim in the same parsha. At the end of the top Tosis, so he says, "Avo teimuli, ma'ishnad lo nistafik oimem meherim mimenu b'koimtsoi." Like, why didn't right away we have this for tzad? The Tosis says, "V'yeshleima, mishum lo mitzino lemigmo lagamri ki yosom sheyitrom trumas hadeshin b'koimtsoi ten yichve k'mosh pirush Rashi." He's davening in the words. He can't learn out from kemitza, because kemitza the pshat is your mamish taking a handful. That's called kemitza. Here, the Havim in the words, you can't put your hands in the burning ashes and take out a handful of ashes. So that's why the Moran Havimina didn't want to learn out from Kemitza. It wants to learn out better from either Trumas Meiser, or else to learn out from Trumas of Midyan. But the Maskoner is no. We can learn, since it says Veherim, Veherim, we learn out still. Since in both parts it says the exact same word, Veherim, Veherim, we do learn out that Veherim et Hadeshin, by the Trumas Hadeshin, means you have to have at least a handful of ashes. even though you can't get the handful, you only take a shovel and put the shovel into the ashes, but get at least enough ashes that you would think could fit into your handful. Omar Rav, Rav says a lot like this. Arba avoidus, so there are four different avoidus by Kodeshim that zar chayev aleihem misa. If a zar, and there's not a kohen, or he's not wearing his big day kuna, he's called a zar, if he does the avoidus, he's chayev misa. So even though there are a lot of all the avoidus to chura, a zar is not allowed to do. But the Kiddush is, when does he have a chayev misa? His other avoidus, if we do, there's not a chayev misa. There are four avoidus, though, if a zar does, he's chayev misa for it. Like Rashi says, arba avoidus. Afal pi shakula muzra leim of a zar ain chayev misa ela biarba. Even though a zar can't do any of the avoidus, but I call upon him by four of them, he gets misa. Because before the yosel, like we'll soon explain why. So the Torah Shana Musa speaks out, even though the zar chayev leim misa mishum bias reconis. Like if a zar walked into the base of Mikdash, I'm all his chayev for being reconis for going good for nothing. Or else, obviously, goes in the Gemara later about the Sheva HaZoyis Bifnim. All right, we'll soon see. Believe that. We'll soon see. But I call upon him, Rav is saying that there are four avoidis that if a Zara does, he has a Chiv Misa. Zerika, if he does the avoidis Zerika by any carbon after they make the dam, he takes the dam and spritzes it on the Mizbeach, he's Chiv Misa for that. Fihak Torah, if he takes any of the Emurim or the fats or the meat that has to be burnt and they put it on the Mizbeach, he's Chiv Misa for that avoidah, if a Zara does it. V'nisuch ha-mayim, if he makes nisuch ha-mayim, it's chayiv misa. V'nisuch ha-yayin, or else by menachis, they bring a nisuch ha-yayin also. They bring the yayin, or for the korbanos, they bring a nisuch ha-yayin. If they pour the nisuch ha-yayin on the mizbeach, they have a chayiv misa. So that's what Rav says, only these four avoidus, and nothing else. We'll soon see the pasuk why. For Levi, Levi says no more than that. Av trumas ha-deshin. If a Zar would do the Avoid in the morning of the Truma Sadeshin, that's also called an Avoidah, and a Zar is Chayiv Misa for that also. V'chein toni Levi b'mas Misa, we heard in a braisa like this, that Av Truma Sadeshin, that even for the Avoidah, if a Zar does the Truma Sadeshin in the morning, he'll also have a Chayiv Misa. So tomorrow, my time with the Rav, what's Rav's time that he says only these four, only Zerika Haktara, Nisach Mayim, and Nisach Hayayin, and nothing else. T'chtir, because the Pasuk says in Bamidbar, Yudches, the Pasuk Zion, the Pasuk says, V'yato uvonecho itcho, tishmu es kunachem, l'chol dvar ha-mizbeach, ulemibes la-paroiches, v'yavadetem, that's one drosh, yishtu an avoidah, avoidus matona, another type of a drosha, it has to be an avoidus matona, now eten es kunachem, I give it to the Kohanim, they do these type of avoidus. Aber v'hazor, ha-korev yumas, if the Zar comes and does one of these avoidus, he has the chiv misa. This is the posik about if a zar does an avoidah, he has a chiv misa. The end of the posik, the hazor hakorev is yumas. But the first part of the posik says the avadetem and avoidus matona. These are the two types of an avoidus that if a zar does, it's chayiv misa. So we dash in like this: avoidus matona v'loy avoidas silut. The posik says avoidus matona means it has to be an avoidah of giving something to the mizbeach, and not an avoid of taking something away from the Mizbeach. Therefore, Rav holds the Truma Sadeshin, if a Zara does, he's potter from Isa. Because that's called an avoid of Siluk. What is the Truma Sadeshin? You're taking away the Yeshus from the Mizbeach. You're not giving anything to the Mizbeach. So according to Rav, a Zara is not Chayiv Misa. It has to be avoidas matona. It has to be an avoid that you're giving to the Mizbeach. Like Rashi says, avoidas matona, sha'ata noisein al ha-Mizbeach, v'lo ya'avoid of Siluk, Shato Mesalik Vesarmi Elamazbeach, who go in Truma Sadeshin. That's Rav Svar, the Truma Sadeshin, if a Zar does, he's Poti as Nochiv Misa. Vaita, then the Pasuk says, before that, Vavadetem, what does Vavadetem mean? Avoide Toma. It could have just said Vavoide. It says Vavadetem, Tam, means Avoide Tama. It has to be the end of the set of an Avoide. Voloy Avoide Shishachre Avoide. And not the type of an Avoide that something else has to be done to finish it off. Like the Moshul, Shchita, Kabbalah, and Halacha. Those are the beginning of the Avoidah to get the Dam, to make this Rikas Adam. So if a Zar would do the Avoidah of Kabbalah, he would not be Chayiv Misa. Because Kabbalah Sadam, that's not the end. That's not called an Avoidah Tomah by Dam.
What's the avodah tumah? What's the last avodah with the dam? That's the zrika. So therefore, if you do a zrika, for that a zar is chayiv misa. That's called an avodah tumah. It's finished the avodah. Like Rashi says, avodah tumah, avodah she goymeris. It finishes. Umetamemes es hadover. For lo sheyesh acharei avodah. Not that you have something else yet to do. Kegoyin shchita v'kabol v'haylocha. Sheyesh acharei zrika. Because you have afterwards to do the avodah zrika. Abu Zrika, when you do the Zrika Sadam, that's called an Avoida Achrona Shebadam. That's the last Avoida you have to do with the blood. The Chain Haktara, the same thing by burning the fats or the meat. The Kaimitz Mincha either the Kemitz you made from the Mincha, or also the Evorm of Pedorim. That the last thing you do with the Pedorim and the Evorm, the pieces of meat and the fats, is to burn it on the Mizbeach. So the Haktara, burning the fats, that's called an Avoida Toma, that if the Zahar does, he's Chayiv Misa. That's the end of the avodah, pouring the yain, pouring the mayim on the mizbeach. So for that, the zar is chayiv misa. That's the way Rav dashens. That we avad the tem. The tem means an avodah tomo, an avodah smatona. The drasha is an avodah of giving something and not a true masadeshen, which is taking away from the mizbeach. That's the way Rav dashens. So what's Pshat Levi? Why does Levi say Azaris Chayiv Misa for the avoidance of Trumas Adeshin? So the more of a Levi, Ribi Rachmono, the Torah is Marbe, L'chol Dover HaMizbeach, it says. It says, L'chol Dvar HaMizbeach. So the next relation, L'chol, everything, is coming to be Marbe, something else. L'chol Dvar HaMizbeach. So that's the Ribi. Rashi says, L'chol Dvar HaMizbeach, L'rabois Avoidah Silik. The teacher says, yes, even chayy for an avoidah of taking away from the mizbeach. As avoidah tomhi, im avoidah tomhi. If it's an end of an avoidah, could go in trumas adeshin, that's the end of its avoidah. So even though it's an avoidah siluk, according to Levi, chayy, because the Torah was marbim, lechol devar hamizbeach. That's riba, even for an avoidah siluk, as long as it's an avoidah toma. So the mar of a Rav, what does Rav do with this word, lechol devar hamizbeach? Rav, who he needs it, lasuya sheva hazoyis shebefnim, that sometimes by a par that's done in the pnim, you have to have seven hazoyis, you have to spritz the dam seven times in the inside, in the heichel. The sheva mitzayra, who are then the seven spritzes you do by a mitzayra? That even though it's not in the chutz, it's in the pnim, still yechayim for that also. So Rashi learns sheva hazoyis shebefnim, shemaza ala proichis, mipar helem dover, a par mashiach, v'shoyom ekepurim, I would think this is not called on the Mizbeach. Like, you don't put that dam on the Mizbeach, you put it in the Heichel towards the Pareches. So I would think the Pasuk only says you need an Avodah on the Mizbeach. That's why it says, L'chol Dvar HaMizbeach, not only dam that goes on the Mizbeach, but even this type of Zrikon that the Kohen is supposed to do in the Fnim, in the Heichom, towards the Pareches, if a Zar would do it, he's also Chayiv Misa. That's the way Rav learns. That's the Chiddush of the word, L'chol Dvar HaMizbeach. But Avad, it has to be an Avodah Matono, and not an Avodah Siluk. Therefore, Rav says, for the Trumas Hadeshin, you're Potter. You're only Chayiv an Avodah Matono, something you're giving. So what's the Chiddush, L'chol Dvar HaMizbeach? That even the Sheva Hazors that are not done on the Mizbeach, it's only done on near the Pareches, still Yechayiv. What are Yechayiv? Yechayiv Misa. So on this, the Torah Tishon Mr. Kasha, what do I need a post to say is Chayiv Misa? For the Hazor, he is, the Imtoima Pshita de Zah Chayiv Alei Misa, Mishum Bias Rekonis. Like he's coming into the Heichel now, he has no right to come in there. He's Chayiv Misa for Bias Rekonis, coming in without the right. So Yeshtomik says that will give a teretz. They're going, Sheshogag Bebiya. He made a mistake. He didn't realize he's not allowed to come in. So for that alone, he would be Chayiv Misa. But now that he's doing the Avoida, he has no right to do the Avoida. For that, he's Chayiv Misa. So even though this is not an Avoida that's done on the Mizbeach, it's an Avoida that you spritz the dam in the Heichol towards the Preiches, that's the Chiddush still as Zaras Chayiv Misa. That's the extra word here, L'chol Dvar HaMizbeach. So the more of a Levi, why does Levi use the word L'chol Dvar HaMizbeach for this? It's an Echanami. For Levi, nafkalei midvar, and v'chol devar. Like it says in two extra words here. It says, l'chol devar hamizbech. Devar hamizbech is one ribui. What does that have to say, l'chol? Teach us two chidushim here. That first of all, the seven azois Shebefnim Yechayiv Misa, and Hu Adin for an Avoidus Silek for Trumas Hadesh and also Yechayiv Misa. For Rav, why doesn't Rav make two drushes out of this? Devar, b'chol devar, loy dorish. She goes, no, that's an urcha, that's the derech to speak. L'chol devar ha-mezbeach. So there's only like one chiddush here. So Rav says the chiddush of l'chol devar ha-mezbeach is that even the hazois on the pareches, even though it's not on the mezbeach, also yechayiv misam. But still only in avoida maton, you're giving something, and not if the zah does an avoida silik of taking out the truma tadeshen, for that he's potter, he has no chiyuv misam. For at the Gemara Akasha, the Ema, why don't we say like this? The Ema l'chol d'var ha-mizbeach klal. That's a klal. Mashm, any type of an avoida the zah does l'get to the mizbeach, he's chayiv misam. Then the Pasuk says, avoida smatono, it has to be dafkevin avoida of a maton of giving something to the mizbeach. Prat, let's say that's a prat, that's one case. So the klal now is always, klal uprat, ein b'chal el mashem prat. So there's a kash like on Levi. How does Levi know to use the word l'chol d'bar mizbeach? To be marva to ed, even in avoid the siluk? Maybe no. Maybe l'chol d'bar mizbeach is a klal. True. But then the Pasuk says, avoid this matona, which is a prat. So the klal is klal uprat, ein b'chal el mashem prat. So we should ask l'fiyam askonom that avoidas maton in a zar is only chayiv misa if it doesn't avoid them of giving something to the mizbeach of avoidas silik lo, but by taking something away from the mizbeach like the truma tadeshin, the chur the zar should be potter. So the kashan levi, how does he know to be marba even an avoidas silik is chayiv misa? So Gemara answers Omar Kroa, the pasuk says Ula mi beis la pareches, the pasuk says. Like in the middle, after it says l'chol d'var ha-mizbech, it says the klal, then it interrupts and says ula mi beis la pareches, an interruption, then it says v'yavadetem avoidas matonim. It says ula mi beis la pareches, v'yavadetem, v'dashin, el mi beis la pareches, hu di avoidas matonim. True. And avoidas pnim inside the heichol, that's when it's tafka and avoidas matonim. V'loy avoid the silik, and you'll be potter for doing the silik of the mizbeach apnim. That's true. Abaho b'chutz, afilu avoid the silik, you also chayiv. That's the way Levi dashens. That the pasuk puts in the middle. It says what l'chol devar ha-mizbeach. That's the klal. But then it says right away ulumi beis la pareches. Mashma, we're only talking about inside by the pareches by the heichum. And then there's the pasuk that says v'yavadetem avoidus matona. Very true. There Levi's maskim, there's a klal and a prat. And therefore it's only like the prat says, only in avoidus matona, giving and not taking away. But where? Only in beis la prechus in the heichum. Mashenkein bachutz, there Levi says no. There even avoidus siluk also yichayiv. Like Rashi says, ulemi beis la prechus, afsik ben klola la prota. There's a hefsik between the klal and the prat. Mi beis la pareches, who di avoidus matona? That's when we say that the prat of an avoidus matonic going hazoy shebein abatim. That's what the chayiv for the Yom Kippurim. On the sinus keteros alesh, and you put the keteros on the ash of the pnim. For that you chayiv. And there we have the drasha of lo yavoidus silik kagoyin hoytsoyes kaf umachto shakoyin godo mach nishom lekteros Yom Kippurim or menicha bein abatim v'yachak chayzer matzian. There's an avoid on Yom Kippur when the Kohen Gadol comes in Lefnai Lefnim with the machta of the Keteris, he puts it down, lets it get all smoke, and then he takes it out. So the Chiddush is, by a bazaar would come and take out the machta, he would be potter from the Chiv Misam. That's called an avoid the silik. So when do we say avoid the silik is potter? Only by ulumi beis lapareches, what's being done inside the Pnim. Mashenka, what's being done outside in the Chutz, the Levi says no, that there's a ribu l'chol d'var ha-mizbeach, even for an avoid the siluk, also yechayiv misa. For the Gemara Yochi, if that's true, the avada temnami el mi beis la pareches hu the avoid the tom of loy avoid the sheish achri avoida. Why don't we say the same thing for the other drosha? We're dashing from the avada tem to say only chayiv misa azar if he does an avoid the toma, the last of the avoidus, a last of a set. But if he does the beginning of kabbalah or a halacha, he's potter. Why don't we say, when do we have that klal also? Only ulumi beis la pareches, only the avoidus apnim, what's being done in the heichel, there we'll say, if he doesn't do an avoidus tama, there is potter for misa. Or b'chol b'chutz, why don't we say, any avoidus that's done in the chutz, outside the heichel,
was done in the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, why don't we say, Afilu Avoida, Sheyesh Achri Avoida? Even an Avoida that has something into it, like a Shrita, like a Kabbal, like a Lochas Adam, even though there's still another Avoida of Zrikas Adam, but maybe there Yechayiv. His Levi is telling us that the Pasuk Ulimibes La Proches is dividing up the two, to tell us that these Chedushim is only talking about the Proches, about the Hechol. That's why Avoida, Silik, is Chayiv in Chutz. Why don't we say the same thing by Avada Tem? That Avoida Tom is also only Potter in Pnim. Mashek in Bachutz, maybe Yechayiv, even though it's not an Avoida Tom. But that the Gemara says, the Pasuk says, V'Avada Tem. It says the extra Vav. V'Avada Tem. An extra Vav is Hoda Arve Kro. It's as if the Pasuk mixes it together now. To say that the Pasuk V'Avada Tem, to say that a Zar is only Chayiv Misa, if he does an Avoida Tom, that's the last of the set of an Avoidom, that applies even to the Avoidus Chutz. So therefore, Levi's masking, if the Zar would stam do a Shchita or Kabbalah Holocho, he'd be potter from the Chiv Misa. He's only Chayiv for the Zrika and for the Aktorum, because you have to have an Avoida Toma. That Levi is masking. But the Pasuk says, Va'avaratim, an extra Vav. Levi only argues on the Drosha to say, Avoidus Matona, to say only Chayiv if you give, and not for taking away, that Levi says no. The Pasuk says, L'chol devar, that any type of things on the Mizbeach, Yechayiv even for taking away from the Mizbeach. Aye, it says, Navoidus Matona, that's only going on Pnim, in the Heichol. But on Bachutz, there Levi holds, Yechayiv and Avoidus Silik, also Yechayiv. The Marboi Rova, Avoidus Silik Beheichol, Maho. What's going to be the loch according to Levi, if you do an Avoidus Silik Beheichol? He's not in Lefnaya Lefnim. Not in the Ulmebeista Prechus means in Lefnaya Lefnim, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. What about if you do it in the Hechel? In the Hechel, are you Chayiv or not? Mahu. Lefnim Mad Mimim Lei is a daima to the Pnim that a Zar is Potemisa. That's the Pshat Levi's also asking. That the Potem says Avoidus Matona means Ulmebeista Prechus, means inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's where you're Potter. So who Adin the Hechel is also called like the Kodesh Kedoshim, he's also Potter, or the Chutz Mabin Lei. Or else no, we're mad Mehechel to the Chutz outside, like the Mizbech HaChitzon. Just like by the Mizbech HaChitzon, Levi holds, Yechayiv Misa for an Avoid the Silik. Maybe who Adin in the Hechel also, Yechayiv Misa for an Avoid the Silik. Rashi says, V'hi Avoid this Toma, could go in Dish Mizbech HaPnimi. What's going to be if you make the Dish and you take out the Mizbech HaPnim? Or else via menorah Levi Mahu. If you clean out the menorah, clean off the wicks by the menorah, what's going to be the halacha? Is a zar chayiv misa there or not? There is called an avoda siluk. He's not giving anything, he's only taking it away. So Levi only holds chutz yichayiv. But panim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you're potter. The shaler is, what's the halacha of the hechel? Is the hechel like the panim and you're potter? Or is it like bachutz that you be chayiv? Or the poshta, the Gemara answers, it says, mi bias, ulu mi bias, two times. Mi bias, ulu mi bias comes tell us that not only lefnai lefnim, but hu adin in the hechel also, idaska has to be in avoidus matona and not in avoidus silik. Trashi mi base la peroiches, hevel el michtev. Ulksiv ulu mi base la peroiches, this is an extra vav. Ulu mi base la peroiches. Laasais hechel ke base kodesh kadoshim. To say that the Heichel also has the same malach like the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Memelo upotar al avoida silik. There also applies the Pasuk. That the Pasuk says, avoidas matona. You only chayiv a zar if he doesn't avoid of giving something to the Mizbeach. Where does that apply? Either giving something to the Mizbeach apnim, or else giving something in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But who adin the Heichel also is potter. You only chayiv an avoidas matona, and not an avoidas silik. You're only chayiv and avoid the silik, only mamish by chutz. Only in the Mizbeach HaChitzon, that's what Levi says. For the Trumas HaDeshen of the Mizbeach HaChitzon, that's when you're chayiv for an avoidus of silik. For the Gemara Elam Meyat, if you want to say like this now, Zah Shesidiras HaShulchan L'chayiv. Who's the kasha now? If the Zah does the avoidus, Mesad of the Shulchan, why isn't he chayiv Misa? The Chur is called an Avoida Tomah. It's like the last Avoida he's doing. He's putting the Lechem on the Shulchan. So why shouldn't he be Chayiv? It's an Avoida Matana. You're giving the Lechem to the Shulchan. So why shouldn't the Zah be Chayiv? Trash Yele Ameato. The Avoida Matana in the Chayiv Behechom. Zar, if a Zah that does an Avoida Matana in the Hechom, he's Chayiv Misom. So why isn't the Zayin chayv if he puts the lechem on the shulchan? After Gemara, Ika Siddha Bezichin. I tell you, putting the lechem on the shulchan, that's not called the last avoda of the shulchan. You still have to put the bezichin, the two bezichin of levoina, on top of it. So for the Gemara, good. Siddha Bezichin chayv. But if what's going to be if the Zayin puts these two kelim, these two bezichin of levoina on top of the shulchan, let him be chayv for that. The Chur, it's called an avoda smatana, and it's avoda tama. It's two things. You're giving something to the shulchan, and it's the last avoider also. So Moritz says, no. Ika silik. The avoidus of the shulchan is not finished until next Shabbos when you take the lechem off. So Mela, since it's an avoidus silik, and avoidus silik for sure you put you in the heichel. So that's why if a zar does any of these avoidus negate to the shulchan, he's always putter. Because it never ends the avoida until you take off the lechem. And for taking off the lechem from the shulchan, that's called an avoidus silik. You're taking something away. And if you're taking something away in the Heichom, Levi's also masking your potter. Therefore, putting on the Shulchan your potter for, because it's not called an Avodah Tumah. There's something else to finish off the Malacha. And the end of the Malacha, which is Silik, your potter for that also. Because Levi's masking in the Heichom your potter for an Avodah Silik. For the Gemara, there's a silik of the bezichin, and then there's the aktar of the bezichin. So there's a lot of avoidance to be done to it. That's why it's not chayiv. Shrashi ika silik viaktara adayin la nigmura avoidasa ad Shabbos abo till the next Shabbos. She yisal kenu, you should take off the bezichin viaktar of bezichin and you makter the bezichin. So therefore, you're not chayiv until you makter. So for aktara could be you would be chayiv. That we had before aktara you chayiv for. Fight the Fidimar another kashi now. Zah she sidderes a menorah l'chayiv. What's going to be if a zah goes to the menorah and misadarit puts wicks into the menorah? The chur is called an avoidas matana. You're putting something onto the menorah, and the chur is called an avoidah tomah. It's last avoidah. You're fixing up the menorah to be ready to be used. So why isn't that also one of the avoidas? If a zah does, it should be chayiv misafur. And the Gemara ikon nesinas ptila. Not enough just to be masada the menorah, but you have to put the psila. That's another avoida. So Rashi learns that sidra samner means baboiker. How you masalkin es aneira shall zov min a menorah lekaneach afor and yofam vechoizim vekoyven oisim bo. For you avoid the tama, the chur you clean out the neiros and you put it back in again. So let that be called an avoid the tama. Have the Gemara know you still have to put psilas. You have to put new wicks in the menorah. So you didn't finish the job of fixing up the menorah. For the Gemara Bezoi, Nosa and Psilo Lechayiv, what's going to be if a Zar comes and puts new wicks in the menorah? Is he chayiv for that? That should be called an Avoida Toma. It's the end of the Avoida fixing the menorah. And it's called an Avoida Smatana. You're giving something to the menorah. So what's going to be in such a case if he chayiv or not? And we didn't learn before that he's chayiv. And the Gemara, that's not called the Avoida Toma. It's not the last Avoida. Because Ikon Nesinat Shemin. You, after you put the wick, you also have to put the oil in. So therefore, it's not called a gemar avoidam of putting the wicks. For the gemar of so, nosan shemen lechayiv, good. The pasuk says, v'yavadetem. It has to be an avoidat tuma. It has to be the end of a series. So the chur of the end here is putting the shemen in. So if the zar puts the shemen, let him be chayiv. And the gemar, no, ikad loka. That's also not finished, the avoidah of putting the shemen. You still have to burn the menorah, burn the wick. So burning the fire, that's the Gemara. For the Gemara Bazoi, Hidlik Lechayiv, what's going to be if the Tzar does that look, let's say he goes and lights the menorah, what does it say is Chayiv Misa? And if the Gemara had Loka Lav Avoidi, had Loka Sa menorah, that is not called an Avoida. It's mash for the fixing up of the menorah, that is called an Avoida. But those Avoidas are not called an Avoida Toma. There's something else to be done. But the Gemara, the lighting of the menorah, that's not called an Avoida. That's why if a Zad does it, it's like a Chayiv, he's potter for Misa. For tomorrow, Veloy, is it not called an Avoida? Veloy, is it true that lighting the menorah is not called an Avoida? For Tanya, we learned like this. V'nosinu b'nei Aaron ha-koyin eish ala mizbeach. So you have to put the fire on the mizbeach. V'yorku eitzim ala ish. That means limo to teach us al ha-tzosus ha-liyoso shloite yelo b'koyin kosher. That the lighting of the marocha, if you want to like strike a match there to light the marocha, it's only kosher by a kohen zar, a kohen kosher, over klisharis, and it has to be called a kli sharis he has to use. So Kuri, you see, it's called an avoida. Like Rashi says, Hatsotasa aliyosa means Hatsotasa kisomim. If you light a toothpick, dakim, small piece of wood, im hutzrech lahat tesalam esbeach, the yachas mina marochos, the going shakova marochol lechalis, shenisafo kola madura.
If the whole thing was like burnt up already, and it's about the fire to go out, so you have to like light a match, light a small splinter, and light up more. So it says, this is why you have to have half the coin.